Now they think that you can just, you'll just, you're like a pocketbook with short hair. And then all they gotta do is just walk up and out and tell you to pay, and you'll pay because you're a schmuck and you'll do it. And my friends, you need to stop being a schmuck and a putz, and you need to wake up and you need to say, you know what? I'm not gonna sit here and be a utility. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sheep Get Sheared podcast. I'm your host, Austin Creed, and my friends, today we're going to talk about the unseen man. Too many men are left behind in our society today, and you would be forgiven for thinking that men are to blame for this, or that even solely women are to blame for this, because those are both incorrect. You know, it's interesting that I've heard more and more men, and especially on this side of the internet, talk about the idea that when more and more women will be single, which is probably going to be true, and then how men are feeling disenfranchised. And I would take out the feeling part and say, yeah, men have been severely disenfranchised. However, I would say this is something that is not new. In fact, it's been this way forever. The government has historically never cared about the little guy, ever. That's why they used to be called peons or peasants. Useful idiots by the communists. That's why they were called these things. The average man has never really been cared about. Now, the main difference is that women historically have not been that cared about either. They've mainly been seen as a way to further the human race, or as a commodity. A very valuable one at that, if you actually look at women have often been compared to gold. But of course, I don't know why they find that offensive, but apparently that's offensive. Men have never been valuable outside of their ability to produce their own value. There have been men who have risen up out of obscurity to become some of the biggest conquerors ever known in human history, like Genghis Khan. But there also have been men who have born, lived, and died in the same town that they were born in. And whether you believe it or not, this idea of men being entitled to a woman is not something that... It's something that's very new, and it's not been historically something that people have subscribed to. What was the number? I'm trying to remember the number. The number is like 80% of women have reproduced and only about like 20% of men, or 40%. Like, it was less than 50% of men have procreated over the course of human history. Not because women didn't select them, but because the mortality rates were a lot higher back in the day. Because of disease, because of war, and I could go down the list. Famine, raids, you could go down the list. Back in the day, if you broke a limb, or even if you got an infected wound, like, it was pretty much a wrap for you. People croaked over the most simple things. But thankfully, because of the miracles of modern science, we don't have to deal with that anymore. And now we are dealing with problems that are more social and less worldly. And one of these problems is that women have always had this hypergamy. They've always wanted the best man they could get. The problem is that that used to mean the most valuable man in her village, in her city, or even in her province. But now it's in the entire world because of the internet and the social media. And this often leads to the average man who, he's not super good looking. He's not super wealthy. He doesn't have really high status. He doesn't have really good charisma. He doesn't have these things that people see on social media, and more women who are, frankly, average looking, maybe a little above average with makeup, because you can really tell with makeups and filters what people actually look like today. They believe that they're entitled to the men at the very top who historically they wouldn't have been able to ever see. Back in the day, it was the kings, the nobility, or even the really experienced merchants who were the top tier. Now, we have influencers, government officials, we have people like that are, there's so much more competition than ever before. And there's more people as well than there ever has been in the history of the world. If you think the world's always been this populated, no, it hasn't. In fact, the world only really started being very populated after World War II. Before World War II, there was, what, like a billion people tops on the planet? Before that, it was less than that. There has historically not been that many people on the Earth because the mortality rates were super high. And my friends, nobody cares about men. Now, this is nothing new. We think it's a new concept because of social media, but social media is the new concept, the new technology. This is something that has always been this way. Whether it was the noble not giving a crap about the peasants, we now have the people in government who pretend to care. You know, like the people who say they live in a democracy. Meanwhile, all they really live in is a hypocrisy. They live in a oligarchy that's disguised and or punctuated with an election every so often. Now, I'm not gonna go strictly into the politics of it. I don't see a need to do it. But when I say nobody cares, I mean that. No one cares about men, and that's why we're being left behind. Nobody cares about men. Anytime you ever hear a guy try to talk about men's issues in anywhere near the mainstream, you know, like a mainstream media outlet or on a round table at some major podcast, usually they're shut down by women who then interject with what they care about, why women have it worse. And it's like, can you just shut the hell up? We're not talking about women right now. We're talking about men. I know that you think that the world evolves around you, but it doesn't. But we think this is a new concept. My friends, this is nothing new. I wish it was, but it's not. And we have to decide whether we're gonna let this destroy us, whether we're gonna let it beat us down, or if we're gonna go to the gym, if we're gonna put in work in our careers, if we're going to go out there and conquer the world to the best of our ability before we drop and croak. My friends, trust me. I've been in a mental hospital before. I've told this story multiple times on some of my older shows, but when I was in the military, yes, I was in the Air Force. When I was in there, I went through a very rough time. Very huge identity crisis, very big mental health issues. I mean, I had multiple of them, but I cured myself because I realized that I told myself I would never, ever find myself in that situation ever again, because I wanted something out of life. So many people who are miserable, they listen to what other people tell them, that they're not valuable, that they have nothing to bring to the table, that they're less than, and instead of saying in an act of defiance that you refuse to accept that and you're going to go out there and you're going to break your back in his 50 cents words, get rich or die trying, you're just going to give up. Don't give up. That's what they want you to do, because then it makes the competition easier. My friends, life does not evolve around women. In fact, I would care to wager that if you were worrying about women right now, you're not winning enough in this life. If you're worrying about how to attract women, then you don't have enough going on in your life, because I can tell you from experience, the men at the very top of the food chain economically, who make a lot of money, who are very successful, they have women come into the office and they bang and clap those cheeks and then they get back to work. I've met people who work at these investment banks. I've met people who work on Wall Street. I've met these people. I know who they are. And I know what they do. They hire women to come up in there, they clap the cheeks and they get back to work. You try to have a relationship with them. You try to wipe these women up. Why would you do that in today's day and age? I'll do a whole show on why I think Christian marriage is a joke. I've done it kind of before. But marriage is dead, people. Marriage is on the way out. Because back in the day, the church was in charge of marriage. Now we have the government basically being the corporate pimp of the women, making you pay full price on up front and on the back end for these women, because the governments know that the women make bad choices, and because they're the biggest voting bloc in the Western world, they can't control them, otherwise the women are liable to revolt against them and vote them out of office. So instead of what they do is they make you pay for it, not them. They make the man pay for it, because they know that men are typically good, docile people because of all the propaganda they pushed down their throats since the end of World War II, that now they think that you're like a pocketbook with short hair. And then all they gotta do is just walk up and tell you to pay, and you'll pay because you're a schmuck, and you'll do it. And my friends, You need to stop being a schmuck and a putz, and you need to wake up and you need to say, you know what? I'm not going to sit here and be a utility. I'm not going to be a pocketbook with short hair. I'm going to actually put in work, and I'm going to invest in myself. I'm going to bet on myself. And then when I start winning, not if, when I start winning, I'll start giving back to people who I think deserve it, who I think are a good investment. I'm not just going to get into a marriage because it's the quote right thing to do. The whole thing is based off of a fraud, and I've talked about it before. I wrote a book about being a biblical bachelor because the whole thing is based off of a fraudulent idea. But that's a different show that I'll probably do after I do this one, because I think it's a very important topic. But my friends, we need to, as a collective, as in you listening to this show, as an individual, you need to understand that you're not alone if you feel disenfranchised, if you think that the government has failed you, society doesn't care about you, the women put you down, treat you like you're garbage. You're not alone. You are not alone. Understand that we are all either have been there or are there right now, and we're working our way out. That is the only true advice that I can give you. It is up to you to decide whether you want to fold or whether you want to ante up and get back in the game. That's up to you. There's an old song that says, know when to fold them and know when to hold them. You got to understand, you only have one life, and you got to make this decision for yourself, whether you're going to fold or whether you're going to hold out and keep going. Because no one's going to be there to help you. You're not a woman with a nice rack and a nice behind. You can't just set up shop in somebody else's life and make somebody else do stuff for you and finesse them. You can't do that. I'm sure you wish you could, but you can't. So the question is, what are you going to do now? I would encourage you not to give up, because giving up is exactly what people want you to do. They want you to dummy up and just give and be a utility. And you're better than that. You have more potential than that. Even if you're a guy who's not very attractive, even if you're a guy who's at the lowest point in your life, you know what the beauty of hitting rock bottom is that I've found in my own life? That there's only one way to go, and that is straight up. Once you've hit the bedrock of the building, the only way you can go is up to the top floor to the penthouse suite. Won't happen overnight. Won't happen tomorrow, won't happen next week, but you can make it there. And you won't do it for free, it won't be easy. In fact, it will take everything within your capability and sacrifice will be very, very high, but it will be worth it. And then you'll be able to look back and you'll say, yeah, I was once down there, not anymore. Because I worked my way out of it and I grabbed myself by the cojones, I cupped myself and I said, I'm not going to just take this anymore from these bums. I'm going to go out here and I'm going to win. And if anybody gets in my way, I'm running them over. They're going to either get on board or get out of the way. But can you handle that? I think you can. But it doesn't matter what I think. What matters is what you think. That's what matters. My friends, I don't say no one cares to discourage you. I say that to light a fire in the hearth of your soul, so that you decide that you are your own best ally and also your own worst enemy, and you need to decide whether you want to be an ally or an enemy to yourself. My friends, do you have any stories you want to share about the worst times you had in your life? Do you want to share the times where you worked your way out of these slumps? If you pulled yourself up by the bootstraps or cupped your cojones and said you weren't going to take it anymore, and you worked and you have the receipts, I'd love to hear your story. You could save another person's life by telling your story. You can leave it in the comments, or you can head on over to my X page at Sheep Get Sheared and you can share it over there. I'm sure it would help somebody out tremendously. My friends, you take care of yourselves. I look forward to seeing you again. And in the meantime, do your own research, think for yourself, because that is the only way you can truly survive in this life. I'm out of here. You take care of yourselves. Peace.